Sorry, delayed start here. Yeah, there it is. There it is. Sorry about that. Delayed start. That start disqualifies for the Olympics. You trained all your way there. First one out, right before the gun, and all of a sudden, there it is. DNF on this this episode of Fast and Loose on 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. My name is Nate. It's been a second. Why? Tested positive. So I was in the tank, which I really like that sort of like that nomenclature. I was in the tank, tested positive, got thrown in the tank. By tank, I mean I hung out in my basement for 10 days, watched some Ozark, which is dark. Like, if you're feeling real tired and lethargic, watching Ozark is like somebody, I mean, which is a great, it's a great show, but it's just boom, 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 and you're just sitting there and you're like, I'm too enamored with this show to stop, but it's definitely not helping me do the thing I need to do, which is just kind of sleep this whole thing off. Anyway, glad to be back, glad to be potentially back in like the, like, this is kind of the last, this might be, I don't know. I really hope I get the show time again. We've got a brand new slate of shows coming up because it's the new semester here at Tufts. And I hope, you know, Tuesdays at 11, this is a nice little time for me, especially now. Got the classes. I don't have anything until 3 o'clock when Mystical Theology starts up. And I will be telling you about all the readings I do for that. Today, coming up on the show, doing an interview with Pseudo-Dionysius. The Agriophyte, somebody who, the work exists, nobody knows who wrote it, but it just sort of exists on its own merits. The dream, really, of just like, this is so good, you don't need to know who I am, and kind of have only like a rounded idea of like where I'm from and my sort of context, but this stuff holds up. So big time shout out all the way back to the first, second, or third century. Pseudo-Dionysius, the Agriophyte, the Aerographyte. I'm going to get that one. Find that out this afternoon in Hollywood's Mystical Theology class down there at the Old Farm School of Divinity. Yeah, we got some great music here. Some recycled stuff, some new hits. Be kind. Rewind. WMFO.
Back to town.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. My name's Nate. And we're having a good time here. 91.5 FM. On the dial, WMFO.org on the internet. 855-915-9636. You want to call in? You want to offer a take? See if it's going to get accepted. A lot of takes out there are rejected. The odds are low. Odds are not in your favor. A couple more facts on Pseudo-Dionysius. I've been reading the Wikipedia article. Here's the thing. There's just not much known about this person. The thing is, the author himself in the writing claims to be Dionysius, who is mentioned in the Bible as somebody who was converted to Christianity by Paul. Okay, that's the one thing. However, it becomes pretty clear that this guy is writing in the 5th and 6th century AD. The best is, I love this on, it's like, hey, quick facts. Born, unknown, died, unknown, other names. Just the one he said, Dionysius, which is pretty, absolutely not his name. So that's where you get the pseudo Dionysius. So whenever they figured out it probably wasn't the guy from the Bible, it sort of fell out of favor. But now it's back, and here I am reading it in a class on mystical theology. So there you go. Also, if another fun fact about Pseudo-Dionysius, invented the word hierarchy. Invented the word hierarchy to describe the sort of the order of importance of angels. There is the archangel, and then the hierarchy. The hierarch is the prevailing word, and then hierarchy sort of describing the whole structure after that. So there you have it. Anyway. So there's that. I'm gonna be in a 2-hour lecture with this fella this afternoon at 3. So if you want, you know, call in and I'll get you in on this. I'll get you in on the lecture. You know, that goes for anybody who's listening. You know, out in the world, maybe perhaps Colorado, maybe perhaps Atlanta, Georgia. You know, listeners all over of the old Fast and Loose. Anyway, it's pretty sweet to come up with to write under a pseudonym. To be claimed to people, have people believe for 400 years that it was you, then to realize it wasn't you, but then to realize the merits of your work meant that it was like worth it to circle back to this person. So yeah, there it is. The merits of this work need no validation whatsoever. We had Disclosure, Expressing What Matters, Heat Waves by Glass Animals. That was, I have it here as the Diplo remix. I don't think it is. I think it's the Oliver Hedges and Glass Animals from Dreamland, which I think is Oliver Hedges, the younger brother of Oliver Tree. That's right. And then Lighten Up by Parcels. Got a lot of Parcels songs on Fast and Loose over the last couple of weeks. Thank you. Thanks for sticking with me as those just sort of continue to pop up. Anyway, more stuff. More stuff as always. This is a song by Grimes that's just like great. Hey, what's up? You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5. Test Reform Radio, got a quick PSA for you. A few facts about texting and driving. Fact one, a texting driver is 23 times more likely to get into a crash than a non-texting driver. Fact two, using a cell phone while driving, whether it's handheld or hands-free, delays a driver's reactions as much as having a blood alcohol concentration at the legal limit of 0.08%. Distracted driving. This is fact three. Distracted driving is now the number one killer of American teens. And fact four, this has been a public safety message from StopTextStopRex.org and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Don't text and drive. That's also coming from me, someone who bikes around this city. I need you to be looking. That's what I need. I need everyone looking. Anyway, that last set, we had Grimes, Kill vs. Maim. We had the Budos Band, Gunmetal Grey, which you would think, hey, that's a great backing track, and it is. It's also a great foregrounding track. It's just, like, awesome. It's just, like, someone needs to get that into a movie montage, something like that. It is a great song. I've been playing that song, like, just kind of, like, going, like, drifting around the apartment as I drift. As I dole about. Bam, 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 bam. It's just great stuff. And then You're Dreaming by Wolf Parade, traditional indie rock, which you've come to expect here on WMFO in Medford. I mean, it's freeform radio here at WMFO. It's indie rock. And I think I updated it to Questionable Takes was what it used to be. It was like indie rock and Questionable Takes as the tag for this show. Now it's indie rock and It's just bad comments. I don't know. Poorly thought out phrases. Something like that. Which, like, let's be honest, is a better descriptor of what's going on here than otherwise. Also, I was talking to my friend Johnny Bobby. Real person. Real person Johnny Bobby lives in Texas. About to live in New York. Johnny Bobby from New York. Sounds like a lot less... Kind of sounds like he's, like, living in the city and he's just, like, some guy that hassles you on the corner. Johnny Bobby in Texas is somebody who's, you know, there's few words, staring out on the horizon, looking at his crops, thinking about the rainstorm coming in, talking about how many inches of rainwater there was last month, knows that number just, pah, right off the top of his head. So anyway, Johnny Bobby, really going to go through definitely a big change in how I describe you. Still a legend, always a legend, and continues to solidify his legendhood because he is always sending me videos from just like YouTube, but these are videos that nobody has seen. These are like in the low 1,000 views, and I finally figured out why I love these videos so much. It's that like so much of what you see now is like such curated content for like a wide audience. These, like, he's found sort of what exists at the early days of the internet, which was what existed at the early ages of the internet. It was people just making videos because they thought it was funny for themselves. It was just like, it's funny to see this. So he sent me last night, an old G.I. Joe cartoon that somebody had just dubbed over with like jokes. And it was so like poorly made and it didn't line up. But you could just tell that as whoever was making this was making it, they just were so entertained by what this was that they were like, yeah, this has just got to exist. Post it, you know, whatever. And it's so fun because, again, so much of, like, I don't know, just the competition for eyeballs is just, like, comes down to, like, oh, we're going to do this or it's got to be, like, on this trend thing. It's like, no, this is just borderline an inside joke at this point. It just exists and it doesn't matter who sees it. I'm just happy I made it because I like it. So that's, I think, what this show is for the most part. I've gone at times and been like, you know what, maybe I'll try to do something else and it'll be different. But no, at the end of the day, this I am this show's greatest fan. I don't think it's going to change. So anyway, we're going to get back to the music here. A couple of old songs and one song that I played a couple weeks ago and I wanted to play it again because I really wanted to just drive it home. All right, you're listening to Fast and Loose. WMFO.
sun was on the rise, I never felt so wicked as when I willed our love to die. And I was, yes, so alarming. As the story goes, I was, yes, so alarming. But now
I'm going surfing.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 WMFO. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The transition. I'm using my own headphones, you know, to avoid the ear cheese that inevitably gets on the studio ones. No offense to my fellow DJs, but tragedy of commons, you know, and it's going both ways. You protect yourself and others. Bring your own headphones is my recommendation on that. Anyway, we listened to Silver Lining by Rilo Kiley, an excellent song that appeared. I was playing an old playlist and I was like, why am I not listening to these old Jenny Lewis things, especially since, like, I don't know how much more Jenny Lewis stuff we're gonna have in the world, and it's just like I gotta make sure I mine what we have and refine it and throw it in the fire and combine it with dragon bone and make some good armor out of it. Plus 30. Then This Girl by Kungs and Cook It on Three Burners. I played this when Anton was here like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and I just really want to highlight as much as I possibly can that is the goal song for the Philadelphia Flyers. I understand there's like a great beat drop in there, but when you watch it on, I gotta turn the backing track down. Flight Facilities. This is great. This is a great song, but I'm using it as a back. Anyway. There's a great like thing in it, so I guess if you're listening to it with all of your goon friends in the locker room of the Philadelphia Flyers, then you're like, yeah, this is great. We don't know anything about music, so we might as well just, you know, have this exist as like the thing that happens when we, and I'll put this lightly, seldomly score goals. This will play at the old whatever it's called, the Spectrum. Now it's called the Wells Fargo something or other, probably the Comcast. Wells Fargo, Philly Cheesesteak Arena. I really hope Andrew's listening and he's getting all these. I'm landing all of these. Anyway, it just sounds really dumb when you're watching TV and you're watching the game, because it just sounds like, and it's like, yeah, we just scored. We did it. We're only going to lose to the Jets by like two goals now. Anyway, rebuild? ? Probably. But I shouldn't. I always have the Pens numbers in the playoffs, so I'm not out here trying to start anything. You know me, keeping it nice. And then Surf Wax America by Weezer, which I think I play a lot more on this show than I actually. I think I play less on this show than I actually do. I think that makes it on a lot. It's a great song. It's probably my favorite song from the Blue Album, which is saying a lot. And so anyway, couple of more things, and I'm actually probably just gonna let this Flight Facilities song, confirmed by someone who works at Delta, that this song, Flight Facilities, not a real department, at least at one major airline, not a major department. It's kind of all flight facilities when you think about it. It's like I work for the flights. It's a misnomer. Anyway. Shout out to Eric, who may be listening to this at some point in the future or in the past. Time is what it is. All right, time is like currency. We need it and it exists. But yeah, when you like get into theoretics, it like kind of doesn't. So that's what I usually come back at when somebody's like, cryptocurrency. Well, real money isn't like a thing. Yes, it exists functionally and structurally, just like time. Just like other things that we sort of build our life around. Okay. Anyway, Blockchain Talk will start at noon today, and that will be hosted by no one. All right, great. Here's the rest of this song and another song. And then maybe me, and then maybe not. We'll be right back.
shiny like a limousine. You're spending like a cash machine. Smile, show your golden teeth. That's how you cover up your cavities. You're glowing like a diamond ring. I saw you bought some other things. You're spending like a cash machine to cover up your insecurities. Don't cry, no need. When is it enough? What's it all for? Why does it seem like you still want more?
What's up? We're coming back in here one last time. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name's Nate. The name of this show has been Fast and Loose. Thank you, everybody tuning in. Having a heck of a time. Heck of a time out here. And you know that as soon as something reminded me of, like, Glass Animals and Oliver Hedges and then Oliver Tree, of course we're going to end it. The song Cash Machine. There's also a new single he's got out, Cowboys Don't Cry. Good song. Maybe we'll make it on next week. Time TBD. I'm gonna find out all the deets on there. If you really want to know, just text me. Let's be honest, everyone who listens to this show knows who I am personally. I'll just tell you in all those ways. No social media, no website. We're like pseudo Dionysius. If you find my work and believe that it is of merit, it will be preserved through 2,000 years of thought, and then taught at graduate level college courses. That's the goal and the dream. Fast and Loose into the millennia. Boy, I tell you what, I think about that a lot, of like the things that I have like sort of done and are documented, and that how those, that it's just like so much easier to have that stuff be preserved than it was 2,000 years ago when it was like, hey, the one time I wrote all this stuff down, turns out I dropped that, like it rained real hard and it got wet and like my life's work is just gone. Versus this where like, even if I deleted it, it still exists somewhere. So that's the dream, Fast and Loose out here being mined for content into the future. Let's be honest. Content is like following, I don't know, Moore's Law times to the whatever power. That's great. That's a real boy. I'm out of the math game. That's for sure. That was a real. I don't have it. Moore's law times two, and then I was like, that's a linear, but it's also exponential, so it's fine. You can definitely have the lead coefficient be just double, and that'd be fine. Anyway, that's gonna be it for us. The last song, the last